Moments like Lisbon in 1967, or various trophy celebrations, are at the forefront of these moments. But there's another type of memorable game, one that most fans would rather forget. These are the defeats, especially major shocks or humiliations. So based on this, what's been the worst result in Celtic's history? The following 10 games each have their own case for this title. The first match to be considered took place in the late 1800s. Long before Super Cali went ballistic, the early Celts suffered their own Scottish Cup horror show. By the late 1890s, Celtic were a dominant side in Scotland, having won everything that there was to win. When they were drawn to play junior side Arfordley in the Scottish Cup in January 1890, it was expected to be a routine victory. But before the match, problems arose. A player strike left Celtic with only 7 first team players, and so reserves had to be drafted in. And when the match, which was played at Dunterley Park in Barrhead, started, the home men had some hopes of causing an upset. They took the lead, and even a Celtic equaliser wouldn't hurt them. By half-time, the score read 2-1 to the home team, and it would soon be a lot worse. 20 minutes into the second half, it was 4-1, and a late Celtic goal did nothing to change the overall result of 4-2. The outcome caused a seismic shock in Scottish football. Indeed, some historians have described it as Celtic's worst ever result. The only blessing for Celtic fans is that no one alive is old enough to have witnessed it. Another game which stands out is the boys' worst ever defeat, which involved a visit to Lanarkshire. Season 1936-37 was a hugely exciting one for the boys, winning the Scottish Cup in front of a European record crowd, and then the Glasgow Charity Cup. But it also contained an infamous Celtic moment. In the last league game of the season, when the Celts finished third, Glasgow's green and whites went to Fir Park. Even with Celtic playing a weakened team, the result would be a shock to everyone, not least Motherwell. The home side went ahead after 9 minutes, perhaps not too surprising given that Motherwell ended the season only 1 point behind Celtic. But then came a second and a third, and by half-time the scoreline read 4-0 to Motherwell. Things, unfortunately, would not improve, especially as Celtic finished the match with 9 men due to injuries and in the days before substitutes were allowed. Motherwell proved that scoring 4 in one half was no fluke. They repeated this feat in the second period, giving them a huge 8-0 win. This remains Celtic's all-time record competitive defeat. One fixture in 1980 wasn't just a scary game, it was more a scary ending to the season. Celtic finished 1 point behind Aberdeen in the title race, having failed to win half of their final 8 games, including 3 defeats. Late in season 1979-80, and playing against the Dundee team that would eventually be relegated, Celtic were confident of a win to get their title quest back on track. Instead, it proved to be a disaster at Dens Park. Playing in April 1980, it all started so well. Roy Aitken put the hoops ahead after only 7 minutes. Surely the easy victory that everyone expected would now happen. Instead, by half-time, Dundee had rallied and they led 3-1. And with 20 minutes still to go, it was 5-1 to the Dark Blues, and the game, and ultimately title hopes, was over. Before the match, a 5-1 score might have been predicted, but the team who lost wouldn't have been, and so this stands as another very bad occasion for the Celts. Celtic's next horror game came in Europe. The early 1990s were not an auspicious era for the club, but one European game especially manages to stand out as a true low point. Playing in the UEFA Cup in 1991, Celtic went to Switzerland to play Neuchâtel Xamax. Despite Celtic's poor record in this era, it was still a match that most Celtic fans expected to win. Instead, a collapse of unthinkable proportions took place. Neuchâtel, who were managed by Roy Hodgson, started well, and they took the lead after only 9 minutes. General malaise through the entire Celtic team meant, though, that by half-time it was 3-0. Then things got even worse on 55 minutes, when Hossam Hassan got his hat-trick and Celtic were 4 behind. Brian O'Neill scored 4 minutes later, and it gave Celtic some hope, especially in the days of the away goals rule. But rather than shutting up shop and fixing things in Glasgow, Hassan got his fourth and it ended 5-1. It proved to be too big a score to overcome in the second leg, and in many ways it was a shadow that hung over Liam Brady's remaining 2 years at the club. When Celtic won the Scottish Cup in 1989, few people could have imagined that by November 1994 there would be no more trophy success. So when the Celts faced First Division Raith Rovers in the League Cup final, there was surely only one result that would be possible. However, the Fife team hadn't read that script, and they took the lead after only 19 minutes. Still, Andy Walker's 32nd minute equaliser and then Charlie Nicholas's 84th minute strike meant that normal service was surely resumed. That is, of course, until a defensive horror show let Rovers equalise 2 minutes later. There were no more goals in normal or extra time, and this meant penalty kicks would be needed. The rest, of course, is history. Celtic captain Paul McStay missed the all-important shot, which ensured that there would be dancing in the streets of Raith, but not Glasgow's East End. It's a game that still haunts the club in many ways to this day. Another cup game which has a terrible reputation and is certainly still remembered took place in 2000. Some matches are memorable for multiple reasons. Inverness Caledonian Thistle's visit to Glasgow's East End in February 2000 is one such example. This game inspired a famous newspaper headline, and it proved to be the death knell for John Barnes' time in charge of the club. In the Scottish Cup, Celtic's home draw with Inverness was expected to be a standard victory for the boys. The first sign of problems came when the original match had to be postponed owing to high winds and stadium problems. The replayed match was held midweek in front of a less than capacity crowd. Things started badly. Cali took the lead after only 16 minutes. But that seemed to wake up Celtic, who equalised a minute later through Burchill. However, 7 minutes later, Lubo Moravcik was on the score sheet, but at the wrong end, and his own goal made it 2-1 to the visitors, which was the same story at half-time. Any hopes of the second half bringing improvement were forlorn. Unbeknown to the fans, a half-time fight meant Mark Viduka refused to play in the second half. And when Inverness went 3-1 ahead on 57 minutes, the writing seemed to be on the wall. And so it was for Celtic's Scottish Cup hopes and Barnes' time at the club, which of course led to the headline, Super Cali go ballistic, Celtic are atrocious. The next terrible match from Celtic's history came in May 2005. Celtic stood on the brink of winning another league and Scottish Cup double. It was the last day of the season, and the Hoops arrived at Fir Park knowing a win would guarantee them that season's championship. However, there was also problems because Martin O'Neill was now to leave to look after his sick wife. 29 minutes in, and all seemed well in footballing terms when Chris Sutton put the boys in front. Celtic continued to dominate, although worryingly, Gordon Marshall in the well goal was having a great game. Craig Bellamy in particular should have scored to kill off the match. But with 2 minutes left, surely Celtic would see things out. Sadly, enter a future Celtic hero, Scott McDonald. His equaliser caused panic amongst the Celts, who now had to push for a winner because Rangers were winning at Easter Road. And then, of course, McDonald made it a double, and the title was gone. Never was the title Black Sunday more aptly applied. In July 2005, just a few months after Black Sunday, the clouds still had not lifted from Celtic. Martin O'Neill had gone, to be replaced by Gordon Strachan, but still feelings of disappointment remained. However, the new boss had the perfect chance to get off to a winning start. Travelling to Slovakia, this Champions League qualifying game should have been standard fare for Celtic, certainly across the two legs. However, this was not to be the case, as Celtic faced Artmedia Bratislava. At half-time, the Celts were 1-0 down, but there seemed little need for worry, with plenty of time remaining both in this match and the second leg to turn it round. But then, unfortunately, the second period began. Within 12 minutes, it was 2-0. And just when Celtic needed to defend, the roof caved in, and the boys lost 3 goals in the final 15 minutes. The scoreline of 5-0 was catastrophic in footballing terms, and an insurmountable hurdle. Even a fighting 4-0 win in the second leg couldn't change things, although it raised valid questions about how the first leg disaster had managed to happen. Still, Strachan's team soon improved and claimed a League and League Cup double that year, and his European record went on to be very impressive, including two last 16 appearances in the Champions League. The next infamous Celtic match was also a managerial debut. A new wave of hope would come over Celtic in the summer of 2016. Brendan Rodgers arrived at the club, intent on taking the boys to the next level. He was to face a Rangers team in their first year in the top league since liquidation, and was a genuine big name. In July 2016, his first competitive match was perceived to be a glorified friendly. Playing in a Champions League qualifier, he was away to the Gibraltar side, Lincoln Red Imps. Their ground looked like a junior pitch, and it was surely only a matter of how many for Celtic. But then came the game. As the minutes went on, it was difficult to tell who were the part-timers and which side was representing former kings of Europe. Celtic struggled to create meaningful chances, and when the home side took the lead in the second half, it wasn't a shock based on how the match had been going. A 1-0 loss to a team, including a taxi driver and fireman, was up there with Celtic's most embarrassing moments. But of course, it proved to be irrelevant as the boys won the second leg 3-0, and Rodgers' team went on to deliver an Invincibles domestic season. The last game to be discussed is perhaps more of a surprise. Losing this game certainly wasn't a shock. It's never an embarrassment simply to get beat from a far superior opponent. But there's losing to a better team, and then there's humiliation. In the early years of the 2000s, Celtic always had an impressive home reputation in Europe, but the away record of the club was very poor. In all these matches, an especially terrible one happened in September 2016. Celtic had previously done well in the 20th century when making Nou Camp visits, including a Champions League draw and putting Barcelona out the UEFA Cup. And of course, Celtic famously beat Barcelona in Glasgow in 2012. The 2016 tie was to be just as memorable, but for very different reasons. Even after Celtic fell behind to Barcelona, some Hoops fans still had hopes of achieving a positive outcome, although Moussa Dembele's penalty miss quickly ended those hopes. And then things became very grim. First it was 2-0, then 3, then 4, and so on until the scoreline read 7-0 to Barcelona. Celtic's worst post-war defeat and biggest ever European loss is one that should only be watched whilst hiding behind a couch. There were similar problems when losing 7-1 to Borussia Dortmund in 2024, but at least that night there was the comfort of scoring. So, in total then, these are 10 terrible games from the boys' past. Of course, the Celtic song includes the line, "We don't care if we win, lose or draw." If you want to truly know and understand the club's history, you have to accept the defeats as well. These 10 fixtures are certainly examples of Celtic's worst scorelines, and it would be better if they'd never happened, but they're still part of Celtic's story. And, thankfully, they're much less common than the days of celebration that have defined Celtic since first playing in 1888. If you want to learn more about Celtic history, follow Hail Hail History on Twitter, X and Blue Sky. You can also take part in free Celtic history walking tours. Visit celticwalkingtours.wordpress.com for more information.